You can hear the crowd cheering as the police officers leave the scene. We saw an ambulance leave a moment ago, which we were told contained the suspect, Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his older brother, also a suspect in Monday's bombings, were involved in a ferocious firefight.
CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley in our continuing coverage of the hunt, now over for the second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing. A new tweet from Boston police, captured. The hunt is over, the search is done, the terror is over, and justice has one suspect in custody. Now a recap.
WCCO and WCCO HD, KMNB FM, HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 8 o'clock.
The reaction of bystanders gathering in the neighborhood where a suspect is in custody, headed to the hospital, live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, who is on the scene. Steve?
And Jim, Boston police say that second suspect in the marathon bombing on Monday is in custody, taken away here moments ago. The situation ended at a home where shots were fired a few hours earlier. There was a standoff in a boat in the backyard. This happened right after police had called off the massive search over a 20-block area. And they've called off all teams and said they were going to deploy extra police. Exact details of how all this happened is unclear, but 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev is in custody here in Boston, Jim.
How did it all come down? Here's CBS's John Miller.
The lockdown was all day, and as it's lifted, one of these people, the gentleman who owns that house on Franklin, for the first time, because he's been locked in all day, decides he's going to go outside and check on things. He walks to the back of the house, and he sees what appears to be a tear in the tarp covering his boat. So he gets a ladder and climbs up to see what the rip is about, and he says, I lift it up, and inside I see a bloody mess. He goes back into the house, he dials 911. The first three people there are three Boston police officers, Billy Evans, who is related to Paul Evans, the police commissioner from several years ago.
The single living suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings, Jokhar Tsarnaev, his brother Tamerlan, killed in an overnight police gun battle. Who are these young men, these suspected terrorists? Here's CBS's Jim Axelrod.
For the Tsarnaev brothers, the journey to the finish line of the Boston Marathon began 11 years ago when the family of ethnic Chechens arrived in Cambridge, fleeing violence in their homeland. Jokhar Tsarnaev came to America as a young boy in September 2002. He gained lawful resident status in February of 2007 and became an American citizen in 2012. On September 11th.
Right now, no evidence has surfaced connecting either suspect to any organized terror group, foreign or domestic. The suspect's uncle today angrily accusing him of staining the family's name.
He put a shame on the our family, Tsarnaev's family. He put a shame on the entire Chechen ethnicity.
The mother of the two in Russia asked to comment.
What would I say? I would say save your life and tell them the truth that you haven't done anything, that this is a setup.
Recapping our top story, a manhunt that left the city virtually paralyzed, his older brother and accomplice dead. Now the remaining suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing is in custody. He is on his way to the hospital. This is CBS News.
And I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News, with continuing coverage of the aftermath of the search for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect. He is now in custody. 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev had been sought all day in the Watertown, Massachusetts area. Police at one point this evening seemed to pull back from the search. In fact, they did, and then they said that they were standing down. They had searched a 20-square-block area without success, and they were regrouping. They intended to keep a heavy police presence in town, but for the moment they felt that there was nothing more that they could do. And then what unfolded, according to CBS News correspondent John Miller, is that when people were told that they no longer were expected to shelter in place, stay in their homes behind locked doors, people started to emerge. And one Watertown homeowner did emerge and checked his backyard where he keeps his boat, and he noticed that the tarp covering the boat was askew. It wasn't secured properly, and he looked inside the boat and described what he saw as a bloody mess. He called the police. Police came to investigate, and several officers looked in the boat, saw some movement, and there was an exchange of gunfire at that point. Then they decided to back off, and police established a perimeter around the house and the surrounding area. And then there was a standoff that went on for a while until the episode was ultimately brought to its conclusion. Now, at this point, the ambulance is taking this wounded suspect to the hospital. We don't know how badly wounded he is, and it's not clear whether he was wounded in the exchange of gunfire this evening with police. Apparently, the bloody mess that the homeowner saw was the result of wounds received last night in the shootout in which Jokhar Tsarnaev's older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed. He escaped. He took off in the SUV that they had hijacked, and from there escaped the SUV and got away on foot in the dark. Police were not able to establish a perimeter to contain him before he was able to get away. Now we're going to dip back into the CBS News coverage. We understand that a media briefing will be held in Watertown sometime this evening. It's not clear exactly when, but the media people have been advised to get back to their positions. Let's listen in.
Training, schooling, or consultation, and that will go an awful long way to helping us understand whether the attack on Boylston Street in Boston.
This is correspondent Bob Orr.
A couple of brothers that decided on their own to create mayhem, or if it might be part of something more nefarious. So
Bob,
it's now in the interest of government to find out whether he's able to cooperate.
Bob, thank you very much. You're watching live coverage of the capture of the last remaining suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings. The police commissioner in Boston got on the police frequency a moment ago and radioed his congratulations to everyone involved. The quote is, "It is a proud day to be a Boston police officer." That is from Commissioner Ed Davis on the police radio a short while ago. The firefight with the police officers that the Tsarnaev brothers were involved in last night was 20 hours ago. 20 hours ago. So if Jokhar Tsarnaev was wounded in that firefight, his brother was killed, if he was wounded in that firefight, he would have had to have lost an enormous amount of blood over these 20 hours. But we understand from the Boston police that he has been taken, he is under arrest, he has been wounded in some way. He left the scene in an ambulance, and we are not quite sure where he is headed at this point, but it is over. One of the suspects is dead. The other is now in police custody. John Miller, what are you hearing from your sources about how all this went down?
We are told that a man who had been in lockdown all day, when the lockdown was lifted, came out to take a walk around, his first walk around on a beautiful spring day since the lockdown.
The city was locked down. The governor of Massachusetts had told everybody, stay in your homes, don't go to work, don't go to school, lock your doors, don't leave, all day long today.
And he had followed those instructions, so he had a little cabin fever. So as he's walking to the back of the house, there's a small building back there by the garage, the boat's alongside it. He said, I noticed a tear in the tarp that covers the boat. So I climbed up, I look inside, and what he said in the 911 call is, there's a bloody mess in there. And three Boston police officers responded, and they climbed up and looked in there, and they said they saw somebody, and they saw somebody moving, and there was blood there. And then they back away from the boat to call for tactical teams. They said, something popped up out of the tear, and there was a shot fired, and they returned fire, and that there was this exchange of gunfire. That's what everybody heard, all those shots being fired. They called for tactical teams. The incident commander said, cease fire, get a perimeter around that boat. They set up a quick, tight perimeter. As tactical teams arrived, the FBI's hostage rescue team, HRT, arrived. The FBI, as the lead agency, took tactical control of that scene. Bomb techs cleared a path to the boat to make sure that it wasn't booby-trapped or that there was anything waiting for them. The FBI hostage rescue team made an entry to the boat, was able to observe the suspect still moving and pull him out of there. And, of course, they confirmed he was wounded. There was a lot of blood, although, as you point out, that wound appears to have occurred before.
Perhaps. It might. There were shots fired, we were told, when the man, shortly after the man was encountered in the boat. But also he was involved in a big gun battle with police 20 hours ago, a gun battle that killed his brother, the other suspect in the Marathon bombings. And so we don't know whether Tsarnaev was wounded. That's Tsarnaev on the right. This is the 19-year-old on the right who has just been captured in Boston. That was his older brother on the left, was killed in a gun battle with police last night. In these last few minutes, you can still hear the crowd cheering. The younger brother, Jokhar Tsarnaev, has been arrested, wounded. He is in an ambulance and being taken away from the scene. Now, Lou Young of WCBS has been in that neighborhood since this all began to unfold. Lou, you're with some of the residents there who've been locked in their homes all day until now.
Yes, Scott, and telling me that for the first time in a week they have a reason to smile. I'm with Mary and Margie Applebaum. They live in Watertown. You were in Boston for the marathon. Tell me what this is like to have this resolution now tonight and see that ambulance drive by.
Okay, I wasn't directly at the marathon. I was at work,
yeah.
And I work on Huntington Avenue at the Newman Conservatory, and the ambulances were going up and down the street, you know, going in, coming out, plus all the police cars. So it was sirens for a couple of hours until
I
left.
And then this last night.
And then this last night, which it was like, okay, why is this in my town? I've been up since 1 in the morning because we could hear cars going up and down the street. They didn't have their sirens on. They were just, I guess, mobilizing. And pretty quietly, actually, on our street. We live on kind of a secondary main road. So we were hearing this. It woke us up. We turned on the news. Oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, my God, they're in Watertown.
You heard the shots.
At the end. Not last night, but at the end.
And now, after you've been given the all clear, what was that like?
It was, we cried. We laughed, we cried. We've been on social media all afternoon.
Why laugh when you heard the shots?
I think we were just so, well, not when we heard the shots, but when we heard that they had him in custody and that he was alive. That's the best case scenario. And we couldn't be prouder of the police in Watertown and in Newton and all the neighboring towns that came to help, the state police, all the first responders. We just say thank you to them because they did their job amazingly well.
I can see how relieved you are.
Yeah, I mean, just being down here and cheering these guys. I was upset the Red Sox weren't going to play tonight, but cheering these guys on is, these are real heroes.
And behind you here, you see more of the vehicles coming through and people lining both sides here.
Thank you. Woo! Yeah.
It is a bit, Scott, it is a bit like a celebration, and I know that's difficult on this very difficult week to even consider, but for the first time in a while, people do have a reason to smile. What do you want to happen next?
Well, I don't know. I think in the words of the young boy who died, people need to stop hurting people and peace and... Boy, that 8-year-old had a great message.
Well, we'll get some sleep. But that's the situation. You have people in Watertown out celebrating the capture of the final suspect in the Boston bombings, and they're delighted. We're live in Watertown. Back to you.
Lou, thank you very much. The 8-year-old boy that she was describing had put together a poster at one point. The President of the United States mentioned it in his remarks in Boston yesterday, and the poster said that people should stop hurting people and the world should enjoy peace. He was killed in the bombing along with two others. 170 other people were wounded when those two bombs exploded on a glorious Monday afternoon, Patriots Day in Boston, the day that the Boston Marathon is run each year. Catching the audience up on where we are now, the last suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings has been captured. He is apparently wounded, but he has been taken alive by FBI agents assisted by the Boston Police Department. He's been taken alive in the last few minutes. A big cheer went up in this part of Watertown, Massachusetts, in the northern suburbs of Boston. Been a tremendous manhunt all day for this 19-year-old, Jokhar Tsarnaev. Last night, he and his brother, according to the authorities, were involved in a ferocious gun battle with police. More than 200 rounds of ammunition were fired in that gun battle. Bombs were thrown, according to the police, at the police. Some of the bomb fragments were later found embedded in the police cars that were involved. The elder Tsarnaev, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, also believed to be one of the bombers, was killed in that firefight. His younger brother, Jokhar, fled on foot and has, in the last half hour, been found wounded, was captured, is now in an ambulance, and it's all over. The words that you see on your screen there from the Boston PD, this is a quote from the Boston PD tweet that went out a short time ago, captured in all capital letters with three exclamation marks. The rest of the tweet goes like this: the hunt is over, the search is done, the terror is over, and justice has won. Suspect in custody. You see it right there, the second tweet down, that from the Boston police. Confirmation that this week-long manhunt for the perpetrators of the Boston Marathon bombings has finally come to an end. One dead, the other wounded but alive, and now in the custody of the FBI. John Miller, we don't know how severely wounded this suspect may be. He was involved in this firefight with the police 20 hours ago, might have been wounded then, but shots were also fired, we're told, around the time that he was discovered in the boat. So no telling what his condition is. What would you expect to happen next as the FBI continues this case and proceeds toward a prosecution?
Well, you've got a bunch of things that have to happen at once. He's going to be transported to a hospital, and then at that time, an FBI agent is going to have to assume custody of him right now in that ambulance, and they have to start really a chain of evidence. If he can speak, he's going to have to be given a Miranda warning, and then they're going to want to start the process of getting some preliminary statements from him. One thing they may do in a case like this is to get a public safety statement, and sometimes that can be done before Miranda, and that's where you say, before we get into the detailed questions, we need to know about what danger might be out there. Is there a bomb in the boat? Are there any other explosives hidden somewhere else? Is there anything, you know, that creates a hazard? Very much like they did with the underwear bomber when they captured him in Detroit when his device failed to function. At that point, he'll get his medical treatment at the hospital. They'll determine how viable he is to be questioned beyond that. And then, depending on his condition, he may be presented for a hearing in federal court where they'll start the outline of what he's charged with. In the meantime, that has to do with the suspect. That boat is a brand new crime scene. That means that they will have to go process that. The bomb squad will have to go in it, go over it, and make sure there's no devices, explosives, or anything, or weapons inside. And then ERT, the evidence response team, will have to process that boat for evidence.
We do know that the suspect has been captured, wounded. His brother, the other suspect in the bombings, is dead, killed in a firefight with police last night. We are expecting to get more details of all of this from public officials, including the governor of Massachusetts, in a news conference. And Don Daler is down there in the neighborhood and has some details on that for us. Don?
They potentially lobbed the flashbangs in the bow.
All right, Scott, I'm just getting some late information here. I can't answer your question about his condition. A police spokesman just told us that he is in serious, if not critical, condition. He was found in the bow of the boat. They used flashbangs as well to startle him in there. And we are, as you said, we are expecting a press conference, and they're going to update us on the latest information on how it transpired. That press conference will be held by the U.S. attorney. The governor is expected to be here, the police commissioner of Boston, as well as a member of the FBI. I'm not quite sure I'm sure he's a high-level member of the FBI, but They're expected that in about between 5 and 10 minutes. We'll bring it to you as soon as they come. Scott, back to you.
Don, thank you very much. The flashbangs that Don just mentioned, it's a kind of grenade that the police often use. It creates a tremendous noise and a blinding flash, but there's no shrapnel involved. It's not capable of wounding anyone, but they frequently use them in dangerous situations like this to stun and disorient a suspect before they go in to try to capture him. We had reports earlier that people thought they had heard these flashbang grenades being used as the police assaulted this boat. Don was telling us that the suspect may be in fairly bad shape. We do not have official word on how seriously wounded he is, but one of the likely times that he might have been wounded was 20 hours ago in that firefight in the northern suburbs of Boston he was involved in with his brother. His brother was killed in that firefight with police. A police officer was gravely wounded, and Jokhar Tsarnaev, the 19-year-old who's just been arrested, escaped that firefight on foot. If he was wounded then, he's been bleeding for 20 hours. The man who owns the boat apparently told police in a 911 call that what he saw in his boat was, quote, a bloody mess, end quote. And apparently officers found him wounded in the boat. John?
So what I'm getting now from sources who have seen him in custody is that he's got a wound in the leg and a wound in the neck. Either one of those could be not that serious or very serious, in that both places have major arteries that go through them. And what the neighbor described, or the homeowner described, was the loss of a lot of blood.
This is bulletin material at this moment. Your sources are telling you that the suspect has two wounds, one in the leg and one in the neck.
Right.
Your understanding is that these are gunshot wounds?
Right. And that he's being transported to the hospital. And, you know, that's what's visible, and that's what they can see. I mean, there may be other injuries, but that would certainly explain the amount of blood they found. And as you have pointed out, that was most likely from the huge firefight he engaged in last night with police. And then there was another gun battle, apparently, at the boat. So it was clear from the amount of blood that the homeowner saw. He was already wounded before that, but it does not eliminate the possibility he could have been wounded again.
John, thank you very much. I want to remind everyone at home that you're watching live CBS News coverage of the capture of the second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings. There has been a dragnet all day long in Boston looking for this suspect. He is 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev. Last night, he and his elder brother were involved in a firefight with police. The elder brother, Tamerlan, also a suspect in the bombings, was killed by the police. A police officer was wounded. The younger brother escaped on foot. He has been the target of a remarkable manhunt that locked down the city of Boston all day today. He was captured about 45 minutes ago, discovered hiding under a tarp in a boat behind a house in Watertown, Massachusetts, apparently wounded. John Miller's sources have just told him that he suffered two gunshot wounds, perhaps from that firefight 20 hours ago, perhaps from something else more recent. Shots were fired around the boat. But the suspect was arrested and placed in an ambulance and taken out of there just about 45 minutes ago. It is over. Both suspects in Monday's bombing have been dealt with by the police. One killed, the other wounded, and now in custody. We are expecting a news conference shortly, in maybe another 5 or 10 minutes or so, in which the authorities will tell us more. But it has been a remarkable 27 hours in America. It was 27 hours ago that the FBI released video
of the two suspects before the bombing, video that had been captured, and here it is again. That suspect number one, as they described him, in the black hat with the backpack, followed by suspect number two, also with a backpack. The FBI said that these were the men that they believed were involved in the bombing. The backpacks matched debris that was found, and the FBI told us that they had video, but they didn't show it to us, of one of the suspects leaving one of the backpacks at the location of one of the bombs. Those bombs went off about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. 3 people were killed, 170 were wounded. But once the FBI had released that video asking for the help of the public, things really began to unwind for those two suspects. We do not know what triggered these events, but last night, a few hours after the video was released, police tell us that the suspects killed a police officer who was on the force of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. A campus police officer was shot to death in his police cruiser. His name is Sean Collier. He's 26 years old. He joined the force only in 2012. He was new at MIT in terms of being a police officer there. He was found dead in his police car. About 10 minutes later, a vehicle on the road was carjacked. You're watching live pictures now of the celebration in Watertown as word spreads of the capture of the bombing suspect. To get back to the narrative of last night, a car was carjacked, a man thrown out of the car, called police and said that he believed that the Marathon bombers had just taken his car. Police found the car, began a chase. Bombs were thrown from the car at the pursuing police officers. There was a running gun battle. The car stopped. There was a gun battle in which 200 rounds of ammunition, we're told, were fired. And bombs, again, were thrown at the police officers. In that firefight, 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed. A police officer was gravely wounded from last night. That is one officer dead, another wounded. We're told that the wounded officer is in critical but stable condition in the hospital after surgery tonight. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed. His brother, the 19-year-old, fled on foot and has been since then the target of a massive manhunt in Boston. The entire city was locked down. People were told, do not go to work. Do not go to school. Stay in your homes. Lock the doors and do not open your door for anyone who isn't a uniformed police officer. City of 2 million people and the suburbs around. Since then, all day long, we have been watching the FBI and Boston police and even the National Guard going house to house searching for this suspect. And it was about 3.5 hours ago that a homeowner called, apparently, the police and said, there is a bleeding man hiding in a boat behind my house. The FBI, Boston police, this is a picture of the house taken at another time, but presumably the same boat that the man was describing. The tarp on the boat had been torn. The man went to look to see why that was about 6 o'clock or so this evening, found a bleeding man in the boat, called the police. The police responded, found the man inside, shots were fired, and in the last 45 minutes, the FBI hostage rescue team pulled the man from the boat, put him in custody, took him away in an ambulance, and we are now told that indeed that is Jokhar Tsarnaev, 19 years old, the last suspect in the Boston bombings. There has been celebration.
This is live coverage of the aftermath of the search for the second Boston Marathon bombing suspect, who is now in custody, wounded. He's been taken to a hospital.
Fire with police and the older suspect dead. Yeah, people didn't know what to think here. They were really at wit's end, and they're just so glad it ended tonight.